is for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia is reacting strongly to President Donald Trump's decision to sign into law measures sanctioning Moscow for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge it has denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving bilateral relations. He called it a declaration of economic war on his country. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador, still hoping relations with Washington might turn for the better.
But we will be working in conditions that exist and in the hope that it will turn one day. But those who invented this bill, if they were thinking that they might change our policy, they were wrong, as history many times proved. They should have known better that we do not bend or do not break.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump believes Russia interfered in the U.S. election.
The president's already said that himself directly at the press conference in Poland.
He's actors
may have been involved as well, but he doesn't dispute the fact that Russia was, and he said that in Poland at the press conference.
She said Mr. Trump signed the measure into law in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority over foreign policy. Thousands in Guinea took to the streets Wednesday, opposed to election delays and insecurity, including opposition leader Seydou Dalein Diallo. He called the turnout a massive success, saying protesters are fed up with the government of President Alpha Conde, his government's crackdown on dissent, and said they want to see an end to impunity. They're also demanding delayed local elections be held. Diallo accused Mr. Conde of electoral fraud in the previous 2010 and 2015 elections. This is VOA News.